dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah.
You smoking, bro?
CJ hit that shit, Dave. Just letting you know you hit that shit already.
Oh, bro. Damn.
Sound check good. I know you hear me over there, CJ. You know what I mean? What's up, guys? What's going on? You know, listen, we recording. You better relax over there, Moses. But yeah, hit some jizzle up and see if he coming through, though.
I got you.
Tell him to bring some Dutch, man.
I
mean, not Dutch, man. It's a backwood.
Yeah, you supposed to be a backwood nigga. What's going on, man?
Listen, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Listen, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
Great. How you niggas feeling? Because this is episode 65.
I said great.
This
great.
Is episode 65. I'm feeling good in here, man. What's up,
I
man?
Hear that.
How are you? 65? What you rolling? That look like a Dutch, though.
Yeah, it's a Dutch.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it.
We got a guest in this motherfucker with us today.
Hi.
He goes by the name of Ronnie C.
That's my real name, man.
I ain't say it wasn't, bro.
I mean, everybody say like it's a nickname or some shit.
Nah.
Like real government name and shit.
Now you're a rapper, though.
You know, rap. Like, you know I'm the best rapper ever, man.
Well, damn.
Best rapper alive.
Well, damn. Best rapper ever. That's how you feeling?
Every day.
You should feel that way.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, that's good.
For sure.
Cause I'm the best fucking podcaster ever.
Tell him again. Tell him again.
You fucking hear me?
Yeah. Shit.
This is me. It's Moses.
All right, go ahead, man.
We here in the Ville, and we just got some bullshit ass snow the other day.
Bullshit.
How you feel about
it? Wasn't even 2 inches,
man. Nigga, it wasn't even an inch. Like, what you mean?
It really wasn't.
That motherfucker said, "Yo, I hate getting snow down here because they shut down the whole fucking city." That's what makes me mad about the snow down here.
A lot of people don't understand how that works, why they do it. Like, even when you have a little bit of snow, they close the schools and shit. Because you got to think about the kids that live in the rural spots. They have to have the school bus to go there. They got a lot of them places where they can't get up the hill. So if five students got to miss school, everybody got to miss school.
All right.
It's not like the city or some shit where it's like, oh, we're going to walk to school. We're going to PS 134 and all well, that
they
shit.
They need to be plowing shit better. Like, goddamn it. What you mean?
Make the rules, man.
Stupid ass snow. I come outside thinking I was gonna see snow everywhere. My motherfucking son over here talking about he looking out every fucking 10 minutes, looking out the window. Oh, is we not gonna have school tomorrow? You going to school tomorrow. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like,
first of all, nigga, you been down here long enough to know you ain't gonna look out your window and see a whole bunch of fucking snow.
I had times, those times.
It
was a lot of snow
there. 9 times out of 10, it ain't as bad as you think it is going to be. Not to me, at least.
Because you a New York nigga. Yeah, used to the blizzards. But the thing about the shit up
and
there,
and we
though,
still had to go to school.
That's what I was saying. That's what I'm saying, though. When I was living up there, it was, yo, it don't matter how much it snowed damn near, yo ass going to fucking school.
Well, that's because they prepared. They prepared for it. That's all. They fucking salt the roads and they plowing all through the night that way in the morning.
It's a way of life.
Everything.
There.
Yeah.
It's an anomaly.
Yeah. Shit get real hectic down here.
I don't like that shit. And then I hate the fucking North Carolina weather because then probably next couple of days it's about to probably be like 60, 70 degrees.
I mean,
like, that shit's trash.
It's always like that.
Should have took care of the ozone, nigga.
I do help with the ozone. Yeah. I don't be burning nothing.
You fucked it up.
That snow don't be shit, though.
It don't be, right?
Be a little bit. Even when we was back in the day, like, get that much and wasn't even that big.
Fuck all that. I hate that shit.
No, ain't shit.
I was just recently listening to a few of our episodes from in the past, and Dave, I still find it funny how my son asked if he was a murderer. And I actually asked him about that. So I said, why'd you ask Dave some shit like that?
Because he looked like a murderer, nigga.
Nah, but he was on some shit like, yeah, he was like, he got the hoodie on, the way he was walking, he had it low, he looked like he did something. I'm like, bro.
9 times out of 10, I did do something.
But the thing about it is, I don't think you said, you never said if you was a murderer. Now, you're not a murderer, are you?
I told him I was.
All right, Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Why are you telling my kid? Why are you telling my kid he's a murderer?
This is stupid questions get stupid answers, nigga. You know what I mean? I'm a murderer, little nigga.
Do not tell him that no more. He like really trying to believe you on some bullshit, yeah. Bro. God damn.
He
gonna
come to you and got, yo, this Kiki, fuck him. I'm gonna need you to handle it. What?
We're gonna take care of it. Don't worry about it.
The crazy part about it is he got TikTok and shit. He over here on some playing that. I got murder TikTok on my mind. So I'm trying to blame that shit on you, Dave.
Now you blame that on TikTok.
I blame that on you. Because you blame probably it. Was listening to it.
I was not listening.
Listening to that shit.
I don't listen to that shit like you. That.
Blame that on China and TikTok, nigga.
Speaking of China, don't bring no more Chinese food in here neither, Dave. Mm-hmm. Bring the whole coronavirus in this motherfucker. Yeah. You old ass motherfuckers, no disrespect, but y'all gotta get off the road. Because you motherfuckers, we almost got in an accident, right? Shout out to my wife, she in here with us too. We almost got in an accident, these motherfuckers couldn't even, it's like y'all ran a light in the turning lane, going the other way and damn near hit me.
They in the right, you wrong.
Why was I wrong? I was chilling. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Leo.
Oh shit. What's up with this shit? Like, I ain't supposed to be passing it.
There we go. This is yours anyway. Take that shit.
I need you old motherfuckers to get off the road.
Why?
Cause they be in the way and not recognizing shit.
Old people can do what they want to do.
Yeah, we spoke
to an old lady today, and it's like, I was really sitting there thinking, because, like, you got this shit called, like, ageism, where, like, people be making, like, it a bad thing that people are old, you know what I mean? And I seen this lady today, and she was driving, and I was just like, man, I know she's too old to be driving. Like,
too
she's
old.
She's too old. Like, she looked like, bruh, like, that car was driving itself. She was just in it, you know what I mean? Like,
the I'm fucked like, up thing about it is when the old lady passed me, as when she was passing me, and I looked over at her, her mouth was wide open. Like, I hate that
she's
shit.
She's probably trying to breathe.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, yo, relax. Like, like damn, you 10%
lung tell capacity. Me to get a Tesla.
Right, get a Tesla.
Tesla need to invent something for the old folks. So you can drive their ass out of
there. They knew. They had it for a while. It's called a taxi. Like, that shit crazy, man. Like,
you know old people don't like repeating itself. That's the thing.
Bro, you got two times.
Turn the corner. Turn the corner.
You got
the corner. What? I hear you. What's wrong with this young man?
You say you got two types of old people,
you
nigga?
Got the old people. Listen, you got the old people that hate to repeat themselves, and you got the old people who repeat themselves because they can't remember they just said that shit. You
know oh, shit.
For real. The corner. Yeah. Turn the corner.
Cause you know when they start getting old, they start calling you the, like your brother name or your cousin name. That's like the first time it happened. They'd be like, hey, Leon. I mean, Lex.
Yeah.
You're like, now here's
you know your name, boy.
You know your name, boy.
Yeah, we don't know
your fucking name.
Look at CJ. I'm sick of this shit.
She like the way that I move.
Jesus Christ. All
right. The Chris is Dior.
Hold on. Is everybody voice right, CJ? Let's get this right. Okay, everybody good? Let's see.
Yeah, had enough of that shit. Had enough of you and your shit.
Baby, I'm different. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Pop.
Baby, I'm different. They did my nigga dirty, man.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
You can't be like, man, listen, man. You can't be like a gangster and a hustler at the same time, bro. Like,
why
you
not?
You got to pick one.
Why?
You got to pick one. Because if you a gangster, like, you really can't be out in the streets hustling like that. If you hustling, you can't be on no gangster shit. Say this. Say you like...
I think they go hand in hand.
Nah, you have one person for each job. You don't have one person trying to do both.
So you saying a team.
The niggas who do both always get ghosts. It's like, if somebody take them out or it's police. Mm. You know what I mean?
What made you think he was doing both?
Excuse me?
What made you think he was doing both?
Because he rapping like he the goddamn most murdering motherfucker ever.
They all
from
do.
From Brooklyn. Yeah, that's how he feel. That's how he moved.
But then you go into L.A. You know what I mean? And it's like, and you posting your address. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, all niggas know you from is what you say and how you act on your IG.
Right. Him, I mean, if indeed him posting his address got him killed,
it was like instantly. Like,
I don't know if it was instantly.
Niggas was like, oh shit, he was. It's like, it's the same shit we're trying to tell.
Niggas don't know what happened, my nigga. It's all about what you see in the media. Yeah, all you can speculate. But I don't. If he posted his address, it wasn't on purpose. You know what I mean? So
I hope it wasn't. Yeah, I don't think
he was showing a gift off, and the gift had his address on it.
Don't even do that, though, nigga.
That's
stop
what
showing shit,
my nigga. That's what the young niggas do. You can't tell
that.
Half his fame is because the shit he niggas show off. You know what I mean? You
that,
got money,
like
you
said,
show it
that
off.
Should be make yourself appear.
You know what I mean? So
the thing is, y'all forget sometime in that glory of life, in that celebration. And the way I'm feeling, I might forget. You know what I'm saying? I think he just forgot. Like, damn, I'm that street. I need to stay on my street shit.
Can't knock a young
sometimes
nigga that want to shine.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? Fuck up and be like, yo, I'm shining right now. My shit popping.
Can't knock.
I ain't worried about nothing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? People here, I'm good.
Well, you claiming that gang shit too? He out in L.A. chilling.
But listen,
and you show. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you was careless, man. Because most people
in L.A. You in L.A. Man.
You in L.A.
Listen, it's like you got all these niggas out here who's like Bloods, Crips, all this other shit. Some of them real, a lot of them not. But you go into the place where all of them real.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Where it pretty much originated at.
Yeah, like you're not going to go over there like that. Like, it ain't like, oh, I'm just going to roll around Fayetteville or Merck and shit like that. It's like, nah, nigga, it's like, this is where this shit started at, nigga. Like, the shit you claiming, like, oh, I'm rolling 60s. Like, now you on 60s. Like, 61st. Like, you really out there. This is they real active turf. You know what I mean? Like, and you on the mic, like, blah, 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 here my address. Nigga, what? That's a lick.
Rest in peace to the homie Pop Smoke, though, man. That shit fucked me up, low.
Be him different.
I seen
he
was on
the future, though.
Yeah.
I seen he was on
the future. Man, like, he took
his
future.
And I didn't even listen yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was telling you. I told you about Pop Smoke, because they are here.
It
we
wasn't
be,
too long ago.
We be in the studio really listening to Pop Smoke of this motherfucker.
Yeah,
like, they
CJ
really
be bumping
him. Four and
you know what I'm saying? CJ be like, baby, I'm different. She like the way that I move.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fuck wrong with you, CJ?
Like, real shit, Pop Smoke won't rapping, but his voice and that sound, the way that shit was flowing, that shit was hard.
It was that DMX, I'm sorry.
Is that what it was to you?
I'm just saying, I don't want to compare him to DMX, but I just feel like that hunger. You know what I'm saying? That drive.
It's energy,
the energy,
right?
Mm-hmm. Never be another DMX, but you know what I'm saying? Never be another Pop Smoke.
I don't want to say that.
Rest in peace, Pop.
I can't.
Yo, man.
The way I'm raised up, bro, I can't put nobody as the same nobody. I feel like everybody's different. Because even that man to say, I'm not that guy, I'm me.
Yeah.
So I got to tell him it's him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like my man, a rapper right here. I can't say he's somebody else. That's him.
And we only do that shit in hip hop. You know what I mean? You don't see the country artists be like, nah, he ain't. You know what I mean?
They all touring together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody comparing themselves to each other over there in that genre.
Their legacy never died with it.
Exactly.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Foreigner.
That shit hard. That shit is hard to beat, man. That shit is hard. Y'all heard the Royce
the 5'9"? She like the fuck.
Y'all heard the
what I said, I don't care. I'm lit. Hope you know I'm fucking lit.
Shout out my nigga Moses.
Yeah,
you're
stupid.
Y'all heard the Royce the 5'9 album? Anybody hear Royce the 5'9 album?
Yeah.
I heard a little bit of it when you was playing it in here earlier. It sound hot. I fucks with it.
I heard
from what
twice,
I heard.
Three times.
Like it?
Thirst, man. I think it's good. I was telling him, like, it's extremely political, and it's kind of all over the place. And it's like, it's... The thing about it, it's just a different type of Royce. So could you get used to hearing an artist a certain amount of time? And it's every artist that sound the same, we'd be like, damn, that nigga sound the same. Listen to this new DaBaby album, sound the same. New Future sound the same.
Yeah.
Then you get somebody like Royce who actually switches it up and does something different. And we like, what is this shit? You know what I mean? That was like how I felt at first. And then I listened to it again. I was like, man, this is art right here. So I think when I talked to you the other day, I was like, yo, it's all right. But I listened to it again.
Nah, you said it was trash.
Yes. never said it was trash.
Okay,
right?
Okay. No, you didn't say it was trash, but I felt like you were saying it was trash because you said
I didn't know how to take it at the time.
We still got that bet, right? We got that bet that we said.
Yeah, 1 in 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said he said he ain't gonna sell over 10,000 records.
I think you always gotta listen to
first week. I got it.
I think you always gotta listen to it second time.
Nah, I think he can do that. I think he can do over 10,000.
You know what I'm saying? Just to get that full review. You can just skim through something.
Yeah, I think you got try Royce to find fucked something. Up.
Then afterwards, you'll listen. Get this shit out.
Yeah. Do not disrespect the raw paper.
Foreigner. Foreigner.
And then I think he produced that whole album himself.
I heard that from someone else.
Yeah, that's how he
produced that whole album. So that alone makes that that album pretty decent. You know what I mean?
It took me a while.
It started off weird though. Yeah, had like a weird vibe within the first two or three tracks. I was like, okay, where is Royce taking me with this one? Because his last album, The Book of Ryan, that shit is fire.
Cocaine.
Oh my God. That cocaine track is
bro, I love the thing. That you think you're trying to be different, like to open up your mind. Because sometimes I feel like you don't want to hear something, you're trying to go with the same flow because you're used to it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you hear something open up your mind, you're like, damn, this shit is live. Like, this is popping.
Mm-hmm. It's the thing about, like, some of the best music ever is you'll remember, when it's the best music ever, you can generally remember the first time where you were at when you heard it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, like, the first time I heard the What We Do, the Freeway shit.
Yeah.
I remember exactly where I was at.
Right.
The first time I heard Still Dre, I remember where I was at. I was at Homecoming.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's you got timeless tracks like that, man. I don't know, man.
I just feel like that's a real hip-hop kind of, like, you know what I'm saying, mindset. Because, like, most of the time, like, if it's just popping, it don't really stay in your mind like that. You don't care about it. But the real shit, you're going to be like, yo, I was here when I heard that shit. Mm-hmm. That shit was popping. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, it was a live, you know what I'm saying, situation. Because it was a popping song. Like, if it's on the club song, it's not really that popping. But if it's a legendary song, it seemed like it's legendary for you, wherever you at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially when you first heard it.
Well, if he produced most of the album, wrote the lyrics and everything, how you feel about that, Ronnie? Because you do that. You make your own beats. You write your own rhymes.
I think it's a incredible feat. And it's like sometimes we have the opportunity to make like a album of a bunch of good songs. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes you have like this just some dope ass piece of art. Like, I feel like I have like one album like that. Like, I feel like it's like your favorite Jay album. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, yo, this right here was it. This was it. Like, like J. Cole shit. Like, I still feel like the warm up was his best shit ever.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You know somebody else told me that, I like too. That.
And it's just like, when you make one of those,
I remember when
you're on Royce's platform. He's just making these songs at this point. It's not about selling the records. It's to tour. You know what I mean? And he can do not even little, and I don't mean to make him seem like mom and pops little shits, but it's like you get more money selling Knicks out of a pound than you do fucking trying to sell the whole pound. You know what I mean? So he getting the same pound everybody else is. He might be getting 5 a night, 7 a night, but he can do that shit every night and wreck the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
I still think you got his fan base fucked up.
Yeah,
though.
You do.
He gonna do, bro. He gonna do over 10.
You said 5 a night?
I said he ain't gonna do 10 the first week.
Nah, he's gonna do over 10K first.
That's
week.
A fact. He definitely gonna do
just
over 10K.
Make sure you have my
I
money.
Mean, I'm, I got, I, bro.
Make sure you have my
you got,
money.
I got your cash.
We got that bet. Make sure you
got that bet. I'm an honest bet, bro.
We got that bet.
Yeah, I'm an honest bet, bro.
You got his fans fucked up. You got the Slaughterhouse fans fucked up.
Slaughterhouse ain't that much no more, man.
Yeah, and I'm saying that they got more than 10,000 fans that's going to buy their shit.
It's a difference.
And well, you know what? It is different because of the streams is different.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I like Royce is one of my favorite rappers, bro. I think he's like definitely top 7. You know what I mean? But it's like then you got Black Thought, then you got fucking Jay, then you got Eminem. Like, come on, man. Like, but the thing I realized.
Who's your favorite rapper?
My favorite rapper?
Yeah. Do you have a top 5?
I have favorite rappers based on their specific skill set. You know, I like Jay because he just can talk his shit. You know what I mean? And it's just like, he has some dope shit, man. He has a lot of quotables. And he's presented himself as this man with money from the beginning and then actually made money the entire time. You know, so it's like this persona he gave you, even if it started off as a little false, it manifested. You know what I'm saying? And then this nigga's like, Hov, I'm like, yeah, nigga's got a billion. Like, come on. Like, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? He's still spending cash from 88. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what he said.
But I mean, but you got people like M, who's just like incredible, man. And it's like, he's just done so much shit. It's like, he's so impressive, he's not impressive anymore. You know what I mean? And it's like, but that Godzilla shit, I'll say that shit again. I was like, oh, this nigga. I take it back. M is the best ever. Lyricist, excuse him? Me. Yeah, M is the best lyricist, like ever? Bar for bar. Yeah. Ain't nobody fuck with him.
And it's just like, I think he shows it. I was thinking about and he overshows someone. It. Like,
the older he gets, the better he gets. Like, that motherfucker, like, come on, man. I know you've heard that motherfucking Godzilla, man.
I mean, it's cool. I ain't saying it ain't good. It's cool.
I fucks with him, but he could also say a whole bunch of nothing, too.
There you go.
A lot of them can. Yeah. But you know who never says a bunch of nothing? It's always something like with some substance. Motherfucking Black Thought.
Of course. See, that's what I was thinking of the whole time when you were saying best. I was thinking of Black Thought.
I would definitely rather hear Black Thought go off, because he could just go off and take off somewhere.
That nigga like he give a sermon. And,
exactly.
And I'd be like, every time he rap, I'm a black man. I'd be proud of it. That's how that should be sounding.
Yeah. Black Thought is another. He's a wizard.
He's an alien.
He's
definitely different.
Yeah, he's one of those.
That's like, it's a different kind of mindset with music. That's that's how you get your mind right. Some stuff you just really get your mind right. Like, if you want to party, you know what to listen to. But at the same time, for the shit that gets your mind right, blows your mind, man.
Yeah, I might not put Black Thought on when I'm trying to get nasty with a bitch or something. You know what I mean? That's not what I'm going to put
you
on.
You don't get nasty with bitches no more, bro.
I don't get nasty with bitches. First of all, you don't got a girl no more. First of all, you don't tell me who I get nasty with, all right?
You're single. You know what I'm just saying. Damn. You been like,
yeah, that don't mean I don't get
I
nasty.
I mean, I want you to get nasty. I'm just saying.
That don't mean I don't get nasty.
Shut up. You don't get nasty. Right. Shut up.
My wife right here, she know I'm nasty.
No, you look stupid.
You get nasty with yourself.
She just deal with it because she married.
She was like, yeah.
What? She was like, yeah, okay, nigga, yeah. What? Yeah, like, you're really special.
Get
okay,
off me.
Damn.
What are we eating tomorrow? That's all.
That's how y'all do me, man. Fuck y'all niggas.
That's how she do you, nigga.
I don't fuck with you.
I'm about to get some shoes off of this. This nigga's retarded.
Damn. I'm about to get some shoes.
So, let me tell y'all about my son, 11 years old. Got a girlfriend. What the fuck is that?
You know what I mean?
I don't know how I really feel about it, because I don't know how to really go about it. Because it's like, at this point, it's like, please do not take this shit serious.
Yeah, my nigga is
He's about to stumble across his first heartbreak.
Yeah.
He don't take it.
See, that's the other thing.
The thing about it, he didn't ask him.
First
no
thing
advice.
You teach a nigga the scratch and sniff method. You know what I mean?
Dave,
first things first.
Dave.
Teach him off the right way.
Scratch and sniff method.
Wait a minute. Listen to what I'm saying.
Explain the scratch and sniff.
Wait a minute.
You don't know
this. Wait a minute.
No, I just want to explain you don't it to know. The audience.
Wait before you say.
You ain't learned.
Dave,
it's
wait
okay.
before you say. Lex,
what's up?
You laughing.
I'm definitely laughing.
You got a girlfriend, right?
You
got
to
right
start now. Somewhere.
Listen, Dave, you got a girlfriend, right?
On TikTok.
You know what I mean?
He didn't ask him for no damn advice.
No. Oh, see? He already scratching and sniffing. Hey, yo,
I don't like the way you went with that, Moses.
Dave.
I don't like the way you went with that, Moses.
He didn't ask him for no advice.
He didn't say a goddamn thing to me, Moses.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
My son talked to me for advice, bro.
Nobody asked the murderer.
He's just like, yeah, damn. He got the game, man. That's him shit. He fucked me up. I don't even.
He talked to my wife, but I am upset he ain't talked to me.
Yeah. Smell that little nigga fingertips, man.
He's damn. Smart.
He already scratching and sniffing without your.
He's
without
smart.
My consent.
Nah, he ain't. Yeah. He ain't. You don't need consent to scratch and sniff. Get the fuck out.
He ain't scratching. So you act nothing yet.
Yeah, he did it. He's 11 years old.
He asked the mom.
They still humping.
He asked the mom.
They still humping. He talked to mom. He ain't asked mom.
And that's the thing. He went to mom, not to you. Damn. So he already know the game.
What does that mean? Tell me what that means.
That, you that know means you he ain't got about. Time for your bullshit. He got straight to the damn point.
Mom, what the hell I need to do to get this girl?
Damn.
You need to be.
He no, he got the girl.
That's good.
She rocked with him.
Yeah.
And she's cute.
Because her vice.
She's cute.
Because of her advice. You know what I
mean? He got good taste.
The last...
I like my son. I like that my son got good taste out here.
Shout out to son.
You know what I'm saying? Like, little Lex, I see you.
Yeah.
Thanks
but
to the mom.
But you could have talked to me. You could have talked to
thanks
me.
Thanks to the mom.
I tell you
remember
thing.
The last conversation?
Don't love her. love her.
See? You see the last conversation you had?
Love is real.
He was like, nah, I can't talk to dad about shit. I got to fucking talk to mom.
You know, I'm going
to
get passionate about that shit. Talk shit.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Nah.
You still tell me and talk to me about
it. I tease my son. I'm like, what the fuck?
He'll be out.
You got a girlfriend. You ain't got no girlfriend in that bad head. Nobody wants you. Yeah. Your feet stink. Nobody wants you.
So you gonna tell your son you got
I tell him that your feet stink. No, who wants you? Her feet stink too. Get out of here.
They
no damn
together.
Love. You just looking stupid. I tell him that every time. You looking stupid.
So that's no motivation, bro.
No, because
when
they're
not giving your son
when
no
they're young, they do crazy stuff.
Shit.
He gonna be buying lunches, buying stuff he needs to buy.
Oh, so you call him a sucker then?
Hmm. You become a sucker when you're young. You was a sucker.
When was I?
You still a sucker?
Yeah, here you go.
Damn. So things don't change.
There you go.
Huh?
Where the fuck is this conversation going, bro?
Huh? How much you cost? You a sucker, huh?
How much you
cost?
Oh, man.
Huh?
Hey, shout out to Hook
and Real. I am fucking lit.
Shout out to Hook and Real because I went there today. My wife and my son. I'm tired of spending. Y'all need low y'all prices. But man, I still take them over straight drop.
You got to pay for what you want, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm. I do remember how they shit coming
did you
the
enjoy
bags,
the food?
Steaming.
Yeah, they shit coming
then
in the
then pay for it, my nigga. You be all right.
Fuck you, Dave.
Yeah. You the man.
Whatever.
That's word, but I was who did I see fucking? I was watching State of the Culture. I think it's Joe Budden shit on Revolt and okay. Remy is on there. And I mean, and she just got off of probation or whatever not too long ago.
Okay.
And you know, she did like 8 years. Y'all niggas think y'all could hold y'all wife down while she do an 8-year bid? Like my nigga
that has to be an agreement.
what you mean?
If after you do a look, when a judge give you a certain amount of years, if it's over a certain amount of time, there has to be some agreement. Like, hey, look, you got 5 years. Look, if it's more than like 13 months, which ain't even gonna happen, like it's not gonna happen. I gotta clap some cheeks. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like,
that's how you feel.
You locked
you
up.
You can't jack off.
It's like, you ain't deployed.
You can't jack off, though.
Huh?
That's your wife.
You can't use a shape button.
You're supposed to hold out. You're supposed to hold it down.
No baby.
Oh, if it's my wife?
Yeah.
If it's my wife? Yeah. I mean, no.
They was married, right? Was she with him?
I don't know. They got married
If it's my girl, that's one thing. If it's my wife, like, I hold it down. You know what I'm saying? I'll be pouring hubbed out, bro. You know what I'm saying? But if we ain't married, look, man, I'll see you when you get out, man. Like, you gone. Like, and hopefully you come back to me and we can figure something out.
See, and that's why there's no, why the women's prison, the fucking visitor's room is empty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And then, you know, the men's prison is flooded with women, but guys can't seem to wait for their queen. And a lot of them is in there. You know, I mean, certain situations, men put women in a lot of bad situations. You know what I mean? But women,
I agree.
You know what I mean? Women choose to do it, whether whatever, you know what I mean? Whether why they choose it, you know what I mean? Whether it's love or money or whatever, but
it goes both ways, man.
It's all fucked up out here.
It goes both ways because it's like everybody trying to be like have security. Mm. That's the main thing. When you have great security in your relationship, you got it. That's it. Like, you ain't worried about nothing. Like, I see chicks all the time that I see women and I'd be like, I know what I got at home. And I don't even be not a second thought. Right. You know what I mean? And it could be like, it'd be some dime ass chicks too. I'm like, damn.
But you don't want to disturb what you got going on.
Nah, I ain't tripping, man. I know what I'm going home to. Happy as fuck with it.
What if you ain't going home to nothing and your shorty locked up for 8 years?
Yeah, what's up? No, he said he had to clap some cheeks.
What cheeks look like?
He said he had to clap some cheeks.
Mm. Well, yeah, you wildin'. Mm. but the thing is, like, that's like extremely like theoretical.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I wouldn't even fuck with nobody that would do no shit like that. Like,
I mean, listen, shit happens, bro.
I don't know, but like,
listen, yo, Shorty gotta take a charge. You gotta take a charge. Yeah, you know what I mean, she gotta take in charge.
What about you, Moses?
Yeah, yo, bro.
Listen. Like, can you hold down your woman?
Teach
she doing
own.
About 8 years.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm not fucking with no girl that'll get a damn parking ticket. Like,
nah.
I don't know. Like, my girl
holding
like,
it down.
First of all, yeah, that's different.
First of all,
if I pass you a gun, you gotta know what to do with it. Get rid of it.
Listen, man.
Right, it has to disappear.
I agree with that. But it's like,
and I'm telling you, the girls that know what to do with that gun got parking tickets.
But like Aaron Hernandez's wife.
No, but my girl got an illegal gun and a concealed weapons permit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like I be chilling.
So you cool with your girl knowing how to shoot and all that?
My girl's in the army for 8 years. She not a bus, bro.
Oh, she not a bus.
Right. You know what I'm saying? She like, disassemble weapons, goddamn, do artillery, all types of shit.
I be scared because I know my wife know how to shoot too. So I don't.
I mean, that's how my mom is.
I don't want her to turn that on me one day. like
she got to act right.
I got to act right.
I found a girl with all like the best parts of my mom. I like. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's like that shit hit different. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, so thug life.
What about you, Moses? You can hold it down? You can hold it down, Moses?
8 years.
First of all.
Here we go. I'm ready. I'm ready. Go ahead.
First of all, your wife should have shot you when you peed in the drawer.
That's a fact.
Why we
let's go. I'm lit.
Old shit?
It's time to go.
Why we bringing up old shit? That's old shit. Hey, go back. Go back on the old Dirty Water episodes.
It got me hyped.
Go back on the old Dirty Water episodes. I said some crazy shit.
But it is retarded.
That's the thing, like, y'all niggas disappoint me.
Oh, whoa, damn. I don't like
you. You fucking disappoint me.
I don't
you know
like
why?
The word disappoint.
Shut up.
Let him know, Mo.
Let me tell you why.
Here we go.
Because when her nigga go down, she able to hold him down. You should be able to do the fucking same thing.
Somewhat.
Same fucking thing.
Somewhat.
Say no somewhat. If you love Shorty, though, I ain't talking about like no just fuck. No, me. You stupid. If that's just booty. But if you love Shorty and she was able to go down for you, because there's certain reasons why she might have got in that. Maybe because of your ass. Maybe because of some shit she was trying to get some money up.
Right, you know.
Either way.
The situation.
Either way, if you love her, you got to hold it down. Mm. If you got to deal with a situation, you might have to, hey, look, I got to knock something off. I can't keep you. She might. Let you slide like, look, go ahead, but you better have my shit. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man.
Racks on racks.
What?
When you come back, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because when she come back, it's all her. Yeah, think about it.
I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, shit.
I do it.
Jesus Christ.
Hold it down.
8 years.
I'm probably gonna have to clasp my cheeks. Mm. I'm gonna go with Ryan. And see. Clap, but I'm gonna tell her though.
You clap cheeks after 3 months.
I'm gonna tell her though.
Well, 3 months be passed.
No, I mean, you should know. You should know. Hey, look, it's gonna be 8 years. It's like if
I'm gonna tell her though.
If it was really like that, and I was like, yo, my girl Gabrielle, but hey, man, look, I got this girl. I want to give it to me. She'd be like, all right, cool. She would be like, yo, just make sure you use the condom.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That's how she would say. And yeah, she had to deal with it. When she got out, she wouldn't hold it against me.
That's no fun.
No, I'm straight on that.
See, now yeah, we talk. Man. Now we into that raw that. Dog King days.
No, that's how you get that cough.
Now you put. But at the same time, with that on me, that was a joke.
Cause
you
see,
you
gotta know, think baby, about it. You be like, nah. Because you got to think, I might think of her situation. Do I want anybody to mess with her if I was in the same situation? So I'm like, fuck.
No, you have to think about that too.
Yeah, I mean.
And that's the thing. Like, that's the key. But see, that's the thing that'll keep you strong. Like, I'm not fucking shit.
But can you blame? Can
I'm
you
not
blame,
fucking shit.
Can you blame her for going to go do that if you had to go do
that? That's
years?
Why I'm like
you know but what that's saying? The thing. Like, you can't blame her for
but
that.
But we talking about us, right?
She got to get her shit.
We talking about us, right? We talking about us, right?
Oh, okay. Got you.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
All right, then. You talking about us. I'm sick of your shit.
Why are you sick of my shit?
So at the same time, like, I'll just put okay, like you said, if they want to do the same thing, I can't have it. So I'm like, fuck, I can't go out here and cheat.
I can't think about it. Yeah.
That will make me stronger. I just, you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't imagine nobody. Oh, man.
Is it cheating if you tell her, though?
I'm not. Do you understand what the fuck I'm saying?
I'm not doing
you
no
tell,
8 years.
If you
my
tell
girl,
yo,
8 years.
Do you understand
I'm
what I'm saying?
I'm holding you down, but I gotta tell you, I'm about to go do this. But I'm like,
let me tell you something.
Once you come home, it's just me. And
no,
you.
Like, it's your conscience.
Well, first of all, yeah,
no,
you asking us. Your wife is sitting right there. You ask her if it's cheating.
But it's still
right.
You asking us, nigga. She's sitting right behind you, bro.
Even if she still accepted it, right? It's still my conscience. I don't give a fuck about like what are you talking.
And you worry about
like,
getting
really,
your nut off. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like what's going
man,
on?
Go get you a flashlight.
Because at the
nigga.
Same time, any man that have cheat you know always mean? Said it was never worth it.
It's never worth it.
Every time they be like, it's never fucking worth it. So it's like, damn, I'm seeing a dude that cheats somebody, and most of the time, I look
worth,
at the ones that
it's never worth
has somebody better than their girl. Because don't cheat if it's not better than your girl. What the fuck? You get some hood rat.
It's stupid as fuck.
And you know what I'm saying?
Or somebody don't even compare to that.
Yeah.
Compare to what you already got going on.
Yeah. She ain't making shit.
Well, it's not even hoping
on you. That's what I'm saying.
About
but like, I'm
shit.
Just saying,
it's about
just,
quality.
I'm
not
just
that
saying,
bullshit.
They just still hoping on you.
Yo, I'm passing the joint too. What's going on?
What you mean? Oh, no, he got the joint. That's Moses. You know, ain't trying to come at me with the bullshit.
Somebody pass it. God damn.
I was in my speech, nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry, Moses.
I'm sorry.
Do y'all think money is necessary for a relationship to work, though?
Yes.
Let's see a letter.
Damn, hold up. So money has to be involved for the relationship to work.
No, it doesn't. It does. It does.
Explain.
All right, check this out. Me and my girl live together, right? She got a bomb ass job, right? She make like triple what the fuck I make.
Right, but you making a lot of money though.
Moving along, we still splitting. listen. We still splitting all the bills and shit. She right. switched jobs, and it's like they gonna start paying her like $1,100 a week, some shit like that for her first shit. But she has this 90-day thing she gotta go through. Whatever, and it's like her training and shit, and she gets paid minimum wage for it. And she was like, I need you to handle the bills like for a little bit before I get this bag. You know what I mean? And I was like, I got it. If I didn't have funds available to me or through earning or whatever hustling I'm doing to take care of that shit, we would have had an issue. But it's like now it's over and done with. Now the first bag came last week. You know what I'm saying? And it's like
feeling good.
Yeah. Because she's like, yo, thanks for taking care of us. And here, take this. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take it. I'm not giving it back. You know what I'm saying? Like, thanks. All right, cool. But it's like, it's nice to have that versus...
Hold on, real quick. I don't think there was an incident where you like gave me something, wife, where it's like, oh, just keep that. I don't think you... Oh, see. Yeah, all right, go ahead. Go ahead, Ronnie.
I was like four bands in.
She's like, nigga, I gave you kids.
Oh, you want to ask her that, but you don't want to ask her that cheating question. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The fuck out of here.
I'm bands in.
She like,
I'm bands in, too.
She like, nigga, I gave you kids, nigga.
Ask her that cheating question.
I gave you a better life. I dressed yourself.
I hate you, nigga.
Your underwear was all fucked up.
I hate you, niggas.
You wore underwear that gave you a rash, nigga. I helped you out.
Damn.
And I got you a new phone. Help yourself out. Your tattoos didn't make no fucking sense.
Cars,
when I met you.
Every goddamn thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ronnie.
You just, you got a mustache
you
now.
You had dirty water, bro. This how we act a little bit. You know, you had dirty water.
I'm at home.
How's your crown? How's your crown and your Heineken? You good?
It's spectacular.
Huh?
It's spectacular.
Great.
Ronnie, you got a mustache now. Oh my God. Thanks to me. I'm on fleek. You got a mustache.
Oh my
Shut your God. Ass up.
This nigga's retarded.
God bless Moses.
This nigga never had facial hair till he met his wife.
I'm still over here with the Henny and the crown. This is great.
Wildin', bro.
Nah, yeah. We good. We chilling.
Hey, I don't.
Since are I'm you there. Still? Are you still? You still? You betting us? Don't worry about it.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, all right.
Best been made.
What was you saying though?
As far as
I forgot.
Yeah, it don't too. Even matter.
Jesus Christ!
Double brain fart.
There you go.
Jesus Christ! Hold on, let me get my phone together.
I don't remember. I was with some crown.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Let me get my phone together, man. Let me ask you something, man. Live longer or more power?
More power.
Ooh. What you more mean power. By live longer, though? Like,
I'll let y'all
live longer and be broke?
Listen, I'm going to let y'all like, explain yourselves, and I'm going to tell you why I chose power.
You ain't talking about the show, though.
No, I'm talking about actual.
Okay.
Shut up.
All right, sorry, I'm making sure.
Bring up that dumb shit.
RIP Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
He ain't dead.
He be trying to be so T.I. not T.I.
What?
What? Let me allocate the situation for the constipation.
What you choose, yeah. Nigga? How about that?
What you choose? No, I'll tell you what I choose. I would definitely choose more power because, one, I'm not trying to be here. I ain't gonna say I'm not trying to be here for a long time, but I don't want to be here past a certain point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let this shit go off, and I just want to be where the fuck I want to be. And if I got more power, you know what I mean, I can make money and I can leave it for whoever the fuck I'm leaving it behind to.
Okay,
you know what I mean? For them niggas to do what the fuck they want to do with it. But you know what I mean? After like 90 something, 80 something, I'm like, my nigga, it's time for me to check the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, bro, what am I doing?
That's
here?
Still too late for me though.
You know what I mean? As long as I'm able to move around. If I'm just crusty and you know sitting in a fucking chair or something or in a nursing home or some shit, nah. You know what I mean? Take me out, my nigga. I'm good. You know what I mean? But other than that. You know what I mean? I'm taking that power right now.
dirty water in that song. Me? Yeah, I'm going to take that power. Because, like, living long, like you said, like, I can live long and still have shit fucked up. I can't have that shit fucked up. Ball sagging. One eye. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nipple dripping. Yeah. Don't know what the fuck going on.
Why would your nipple be dripping?
I don't know what the you get older. A whole lot of shit going on. They take medicine.
Things happen.
They give you shit that fuck up your whole body. That medicine just fucking up your body.
Yeah.
You see the commercials, nigga?
Next thing you know, you lactate.
Why the fuck
shit.
Is the commercials?
You know what I mean?
They got the nigga smiling when it's so much shit.
Side effects.
Yeah, side effects of it. Like,
they're like,
headache.
Yeah.
Nipple drip, dick fall off, shit daily, can't masturbate daily.
I ain't gonna lie, I'll take power. Because I don't give a fuck about putting hit on niggas.
Butcher coming in.
Okay. Like
that power, you can do more shit with.
Yeah, you can make some shit happen with that power, shit, man.
Put your shit where you need to be.
Yeah, I definitely put a hit on you niggas. I'm just saying, I'm just talking shit though.
Mm. I'm gonna tell y'all why I choose like the power over the age. Ever since I was young.
And I don't wanna be having all that medicine at a later age.
Y'all really put thought into this shit.
That's why I'm a Negan.
I'm telling you. Moving along. Like, I always wanted to live forever when I was young and shit. But like, y'all want to be like 150 years old, all sort of crazy shit, live forever.
Now you gotta die.
I seen this guy. I was at Food Lion on MacArthur Road. I seen this guy.
Shout out to the North Side.
Yeah, all day, bro. Come on, come on. Place TP with.
Oh, shout out to East Side. Hold on.
No, it's not East Side. That's Eastover.
That's here too.
Continuing with my speech.
Nah, I'm talking shit, man.
My point being is that fucking. What the fuck I'm just talking
about. There you go.
Dirty water, nigga.
Look at CJ.
CJ be hating it.
What the fuck?
I forgot what we was talking about too.
We was talking about power. Yeah. How about the power?
Y'all niggas tripping out here, man.
Like, what's up out here?
I'm drunk. I'm not that drunk.
Yeah, you say you wanted to.
You want the power.
You wanted to live to 150 years old.
Yeah,
or
what's
shit.
Up?
Right.
Right.
So anyway,
you right. said yeah.
Welcome to Dirty Water. I'm
Got him.
I remember. So I'm at Food Lion across the road. Right. I see this guy. He's like showing the lady his ID. You can tell this thing is like 100 million years old, whatever. He's like a dinosaur.
That's a lot of years.
So that. Fucking, she shows my ID. And she was like, I know I don't need your ID. You good? And he was like showing him, and it was his birthday. And he just wanted her to tell him happy birthday. And she was like, happy birthday. Oh, I get it. Blah, blah. Okay, cool. And I seen this shit, and I was like, how old are you? He's like, 104. And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, damn, cuz. And he's like, buying Coors Light. It was whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And I was like, yo, what's like your key to living this long? I'm trying to live as long as you. You know what I mean? Like, what's the deal? Like, tell me what it is. Like, he's like, well, I still smoke. I still drink all that shit. And I was like, oh, word, cool. You might just be like healthy or some shit, whatever. And he was like, nah, you don't live this long. And I was like, why not? He was like, and he laid it on me, and it fucked with me for the rest of my life. He was like, all my children are dead. All my grandchildren are dead. All my great grandchildren are dead. And my other ones don't know who I am. Right. He said, I don't know nobody I grew up with. I don't know nobody. I don't know nobody.
Yeah.
And I get to watch everybody die. He's like, so you don't want to live to be this old. And I be trying to get fucked up to forget it. And it's ruined my life.
Damn.
So I'll take the power.
Right. Same thing I said. Nobody want to be old and crusty, my nigga.
That shit remind me. That shit remind me of grandma, because you know she watched a couple of her children pass before her.
I never had nobody put it in like a dialogue, a context for me.
Yeah,
in my face,
right
like,
in
hey,
your
nigga,
face.
Like you don't want to live this long, you whack. Check out when you're 68.
This shit is garbage, B.
Yeah, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, I'm trying to get drunk, forget about it. That's wild.
Hey, give me till I'm 60. I'm good after that. No.
Listen. I don't know, though.
The thing is, I don't even really think about it because, like, you're going to go when it's time.
Yeah, right. So you don't think about, y'all don't think about death?
No, I study my own mortality at all times, bro. Like, I got three best friends. We all hang out, and we was talking about it like 3 years ago, and it was just like, we was on shrooms or some shit. But Chris was Chris was like, yo, man. He was like, one day one of us is going to have to die first. Out of your crew, your immediate crew. Like, you got all your homies, cool, but everybody fucking all that shit. Out of your immediate crew, we're like, these are my best friends in the world. One of us has to go first. And he said, when it happens, shit gonna change. And life is not gonna be worth living no more. It's gonna like it's gonna be the arrangement of the destruction of your social life. Cause all your people gonna die off that you was really with.
Yep. It's already happened to me, bro.
That shit happened to me with my cousin.
Thug life.
Thug life.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to the teens that since they changed the fucking law
on the tobacco.
I had to buy a 20-year-old kid some cigarettes the other day, bro. I posted it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And nigga was like, yo, man, can you give me some Newports? And I was like, bro, I'm not buying you no shit. You know what I'm saying? He was like, bro, I'm 20 years old, man. They just changed the shit. He showed me his ID. He said, I'm in the military, boss. He said, I live right there. I think I know you. I see you at the car wash. He said, look, I'm 20 years old, man. I turned 21 in August. I was like, man, I got your cigarettes, bro. I bought him. I was like, thank you for your service.
You know how,
cause you got soldiers getting my cigarettes.
Do you know how illegal that is for you?
That's crazy. It's called a straw purchase. I know exactly what it is.
You're not supposed to do that.
I do what I want.
Hey, I like it.
Fuck that.
I like it. I watched some young boy. He was about, I think he said he was about 19. Mm-hmm. I'm in line behind him and shit, trying to buy cigarettes. She looked at the ID. Oh no, you're 19. I can't sell it to you. He was like, oh, I just bought some the other day from
law change.
Yeah, such and such.
Damn.
It had a law change right there in front of him on the fucking counter. Mm. He was like, oh, this wasn't going on in Virginia. I'm over here like, man, come on, man, it's over for you. Like, it's fucking over for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm glad they changed it, man. They need to ban cigarettes anyway.
Mm-hmm. They should have been. Listen, man, this is the crazy thing, man. Like, I'm 36. I've been smoking.
You give your ages.
Yeah, that's how old I am.
You old, nigga.
Cool. All
right,
but fucking, I've been smoking for 22 years.
Mm.
That's just like, when I think about it, that's scary. Because like, I'm just punching my own number. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. R.I.P. Ronnie.
We all got our vices, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I told my mom, like, so I grew up, this is what you got to think. Like, my dad is from Virginia Beach, Virginia. My mother is from Compton, California. Mm-hmm. They're these fucking complete opposite people.
So you're a gang member?
No. Oh, but okay. They both, mom. Anyway, so they both from each coast. Like, and they both from the beach.
Yeah.
Like, and my mom's just a little more rugged. That's the best way I can explain it. My pops is, like, laid back. He don't talk. Like, I could bring everybody over, but hey, man, this is fucking Lady Gaga and this shit. He'd be like,
you know what I'm right.
My mom be like, hello, you want to take a picture and shit? My dad be like, I don't. Don't put me on. My job, Anna, my job. Because he's like, he heard about the Me Too movement. My dad's 68. He heard about the Me Too movement. He doesn't understand it completely. You know what I'm saying? So I said, I'll stop by and like, and just be my homegirls. I'll be with my girl. And I stop by with my homegirls and shit. And I'm like, hey, dad. He's like, Like, bitch, you about to get me. Like, I'm like, God, Pops, it's not like that.
Pops is funny.
It's like, and my dad got Facebook and shit. And he got like that profile picture where it's like all up on his face. And like, and he has like three of them. You go to his profile picture, it's the same picture. You can tell he was trying to get it right instead of deleting it.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to my pop. Shout out to Big Ronnie, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, dog, man.
A shout out to OG.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Ronnie. Shout out to my mom, man. Compton OG.
How invested are you into your music, though? How far are you trying to really go with it?
I have. Oh, man. They tell you all the time it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know the niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas is like, yo, that's dope, that's great, blah blah. I'm like, well, tweet it for me, please. Just that's all I need for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that niggas is not gonna trip.
Oh,
on
niggas,
that.
On, niggas on shady shit.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, no, it's with certain honestly, people, though, it would be a big deal. It would be automatically like 5,000 sales if it was coming from one of the people I know.
What kills me though is like, it don't cost nothing to share some shit.
Nigga, tell me, man, like, nigga, tell me, you'll feel better when you get it on your own. Nigga been like that and we still talk.
That's real song. Shit.
He just got his first Grammy.
Mm.
Meanwhile, tomorrow, February 24th, I got a song dropping with Timothy Bloom, who got two Grammys.
Shout out to Timothy.
Yay, yay. It's called The Workshop. Okay. Top that shit. I really like it.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear it because you put me on some Timothy Bloom shit. Recently.
Tim, he's just like, the thing is, you gotta remember, me, him, and Cole actually went to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Shit. All of us went to Terry Sanford.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Like, and it's like the cycle of talent out there. It comes out, you got people from Smith. Every time you see it from E. Smith, it's like, oh, it's athletics. Terry Sanford beat anything.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, oh, this actual sculptor. You know what I mean? Like, where that nigga school out? Terry, he had to be Terry Sanford. What, you know what I mean? Like, it's a global study school, man. Like, I remember fucking, whatever, man.
I remember whatever, man.
Terry Sanford had the hood rats.
Nah, it was, it's they got this thing in Wake County right now, this busing issue they've been going through for like 8 years, where if you live in a poor neighborhood, they send you to the white schools in proportion so you can have a shot at education. Mm. They did that in Cumberland County in 1987. We used to have Algebra Wilkins, Westover, E. Smith, and Pine Forest. That was it. Terry Sanford wasn't even our shit. If you lived in Bonnie Doon, where I'm from, they came and got you. You supposed to go to West, half of it was supposed to go to Westover, half of it was supposed to go to East Bonnie Doon.
Shout out Bonnie Doon.
Yeah, they came and they get you and they send you to white schools. Mm. And that's also like, well, a lot of niggas like, where I live in North, like, it's weird, man. It's weird because you got all these like super hood ass niggas. And it's like, I remember the first time the cop was talking to us, he was like, oh, y'all talk like y'all some white boys. And it's like, we're on Patton Street. Like, and we've been there since 1983. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, the stories is about these areas. And it's like, oh, y'all talk like some white boys. And it's like, nigga, we go to good school. What do you mean? Like, why are you mad?
Why you even got to say that? Why you even feel like that?
Yeah, like, we go to Terry Sanford, nigga. We're going to China in May.
Mm. For free. People hate free. When we talk proper.
Shout out my boy Chuck.
For some reason, they hate when we talk proper. Why do these niggas talk proper?
Man, I talk, bro. I'm like, I'm cultured. I'm pentalingual. I'm 9 countries down. I've been to all 50 states. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm older. I'm 36, but it's like, I'm putting my son on that shit. He's like 14 out of the 50 now, and fucking, he got his own money. God. God bless America.
I'm
ready
for
black.
My son to get his own money. Shit.
Yeah, he's starting him off at a good start. Right,
that's
there, yeah.
Great.
That's dope.
No, I mean, but his mama got money. That's like good. They got a restaurant franchise and shit. Yeah. They got paper. Yeah. Like, they do.
Hey, shout out to you motherfuckers getting your tax money. I seen Facebook getting hit from the IRS $9 billion. They say, yo, Facebook coughed that up. Unpaid taxes.
That's crazy.
Facebook
They said that Facebook presented them with this thing saying this is what we're gonna be doing, but fucking it grew into something that they didn't say, so now they owe.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I'll be right back.
Good luck.
Sometimes they don't say that too. Like, they'll say something and don't give the real contract and be like, well,
it's too late.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta fuck with it.
Right.
If them niggas ain't give the money up now, by now they ain't giving it up. You know what I mean? It's over with. Take that out.
Would you give it up though?
Facebook, I wouldn't give it up.
Facebook fucked up right now, niggas.
Nah, I'll figure something else out. $9 billion. Hold up. We gotta
They gonna string that shit along as long as they can. You know
niggas
know?
Can't wait to post the tax money.
I'm sure they get that back though.
On Facebook, boom. Mm-hmm. I mean good. Look at my shoes. Bashimis. I got flip flops on.
I got. Oh, shit. We talking about.
That Ray get the, so funny.
Ray, get the fuck up out of here, man.
No, man.
I want to talk about Breaking Bad because I've been watching that shit.
Let's talk.
Breaking Bad.
Did you start or something? Or like you watching it again? You revisiting the episodes? Like what's going on?
I just started watching this shit. So
what? Where you at?
I'm in season 2 and the shit is fire. Thanks to CJ. He told me to watch the shit. Shout out to CJ. You know what I mean? Yeah. But CJ need to go watch Snowfall. Talking about he fell asleep on the first episode. I'm mad. You can't be falling. I don't want to hear that. Keep watching. Keep watching, CJ. Fuck out of here.
What? Nigga Franklin. No.
Yeah, what nigga Franklin. Doing?
Excuse me, sorry.
Damn.
CJ keep grabbing the Hennessy bottle.
What fucking got me fucked up on Breaking Bad though was when his wife, she's pregnant, she started smoking a cigarette. How would y'all feel if y'all seen y'all wife smoking a cigarette while she's pregnant and shit? That's a conversation to have. For me.
Like, there's different levels of that.
Why? No. What you mean?
Because, like, can we talk about that yet? About if you smoked and your girl didn't smoke? Can we get there?
Talk that shit.
Okay, like, I smoke. My girl don't smoke. You know what I mean? When I come home, like, there's this, it's like a give and a take. Like, I smoke all day when I be at work. I be chilling. I go out, drink, fucking get faded, all that shit like that.
Like, she don't give a fuck. That's how she met me. You know what I mean? And it's like, she'll go out with her friends. But it's like less of a frequency. Like, my girl go out like twice every 3 months and shit. You know what I mean? And she'll come back drunk and be like, hey, I want that gawk gawk.
And I'm like, oh, but was she pregnant, though?
No.
So you ain't for that?
No, but my point being is, like, I would never
I watch a female be pregnant and just smoke constantly.
I don't talk to girls that smoke. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I wouldn't be in a position to even be like, oh, no, I don't like that.
Moses, you fucking with a chick that smoke? You were single.
Yeah, my baby mom was smoking. I was like, what the fuck?
Cigarettes?
What the fuck?
Oh, by the way, I don't fuck with girls that wear Jordans.
Oh, man. Wait, what?
I don't fuck with girls that wear Jordans. Fuck hood rats.
You don't fuck hood rats. That's what the fuck you saying. You don't fuck hood rats.
Nah, my last girl wore Jordans, bro, and like, she's a beauty, man. Like, she was in my memories today and shit. I was like, damn, I saved a picture and everything. Just look at it later and delete it. Fuck, my girl.
My
can
wife
see it.
Wears Jordans.
Hey, that's on you, nigga. Shit, you locked in with the holy matrimony.
That's
shit.
A fact.
I'm going back to Hawaii Monday.
I'm lit. I am lit.
That up.
I'm lit.
Oh shit.
I love my girl though. I never cheated on my girl. I mean, I'd be traveling. Yeah. And it'd be like opportunities where it's like, ain't nobody gonna know what's going on. Like, I'm going to Hawaii Monday. Not tomorrow, but the Monday after that.
Hawaii is dope because me and her went to Hawaii. Yeah, that like, shit is fire.
That'd be my 10th, 11th trip. I don't remember. Like, then we going back to Maui, Kahana Beach, all that shit. Like, Waipahu, Eva. Like, I'd be out there. Like, I could drive. I don't need no fucking GPS. Like, I've digressed. I'm sorry. Continue.
Dave, how you feel if you got, because you don't got no kids, but. You got intimate with a female finally.
Yeah, did you murder her? Did you murder her? Was it the female?
I don't murder women. I'm sorry.
Damn.
But yeah, no smoking.
You like,
I'm with home.
I was so pissed off when she was smoking that cigarette on that motherfucker.
I'm with Rodney C. I don't really date women that smoke cigarettes. Mm. Yeah, you know I mean, so yeah, you know I mean, but weed, you can't be smoking weed while you're pregnant either. I'll even sacrifice myself, my smoking habits. If that'll help her stop smoking, you know what I mean?
Well,
if we smoke together and she having a hard time with it, I'll stop smoking until the baby is born. Mm. You know what I mean? To get her, you know.
Well, me and my baby mama met.
Or,
like,
or until she stopped breastfeeding. Because I know you can't.
Oh, we breastfed for like 13 months. All right. But fucking like, me and my baby mama, like, we met, like, I was. Anyway, we were doing wild ass shit. And she was like doing the wilder of the shits. You know what I'm saying?
That's what and life was about, baby. Wild shit.
Wow. Yeah, that's what it was.
And then she was like, Clyde.
No, she hated me because when I met her, I beat up her ex-boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa,
like,
whoa.
Nah, this one, I'm like 17. This one, I'm like 17. Like,
man. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Listen.
She choked out the security.
Nah, but the point being, damn, I can't even tell a story on her. I can't even tell a story. Yeah. Anyway, we linked up and we had a baby. After we were together like 3 years. But when I first met her, she was like, let's get together, let's make it official type shit. I was like, you have some bad habits that I can't be involved with on any level. Like, so you let me know when you stop that and I'll holler at you. Boom, went to Hawaii again. Because I went to Hawaii in like three times in like 8 weeks one time. Because I was like, booming, bro. I was like, when I was younger, I had a different job. You know what I'm saying? I was reckless as fuck. I still don't know why I'm not in prison until I'm 90.
Whoa.
Yeah, real talk. But that's how me and my baby mama got cool. No, that's how me and my baby mama cool, because she said to come get shit from me. And she'd be like, hey, man, I'll give you like this for this. And I'll give her like triple what it was. There you go. She came out and she hated me because I put her last boyfriend in the hospital. And we started talking and she seen my books on quantum physics and shit. She's like, what's that shit? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to UNC. I'm going to be an astronomer. You know what I mean? And she was like, dead ass. And I was like, yeah, she's going to UNCG. And I started getting locked up. I was wilding the fuck out.
So shout out to Ronnie C.
Nah, we're in Bonnie Doom, nigga. Like, niggas don't get it. And it's like it is what it is. It's Bonnie like, yo, these white boy talking ass niggas out here are fucking begging, like, cut it out, man. Like, you see, I showed you one of the tapes the other day.
No,
man.
Yeah, you different.
Like,
that's why you here now. Look at CJ. Like, that's why you here now.
Look at CJ. This is amazing. I am so very happy to be here.
Hey, Dirty Water's gonna take off. But nah,
I am loving this.
I appreciate you coming up here fucking with us, talking shit to us. Like, we want to talk shit.
Damn, it's over already?
I mean...
Yeah, it's enough, God damn it.
We got to get the fuck out of here. But you can come over here whenever you feel like it.
Should I still go get dinner?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, that's the whole purpose.
Yeah. Y'all don't be going to Oyster War? 316 Oyster War?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
She got that slap.
She got that slap. My money... The way my money set up, I can't the way my bank account set up. But I go next week, though.
I was just at Hook and Reel. I promise you, man. Shit,
it's nice.
I still ain't been there.
You know, you slacking.
I don't even know where it is. Where's it at?
Next to Walmart on Skyball.
On towards the mall or towards.
Next to Walmart on Skybo, nigga.
Like over there, like by Logan's and shit. Like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right, I'm saying there. I was saying like there's two sides to it. It's like the Waffle House side or the side by the.
Oh no, yeah. Right where the Logan's is.
Gotcha, man. So thank you for clarifying that for me.
That's good eating. I could just afford Fuller's. I'm Fuller's, nigga. So
damn.
If you think that's high quality, come. Holler. Yeah, go to I'm sick of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Go to Fuller's.
Yeah, wrap this shit up, man. Let's go. Let's
go. Snacks and shit.
Let's go. Are you coming out with a project soon or what? You got anything coming, Ronnie C, real quick before we get the fuck out of here?
I have a whole fucking song coming out tomorrow, nigga. Like, it's like.
No, but it should be dropped on Thursday.
No, it should come out tomorrow.
No, I'm talking about this episode.
Oh, whatever. Well, hey, look, it came out 3 days ago.
Right. What's the name of it?
It's called The Workshop.
Spin that shit.
How you want to play it? You want me to email it to you?
No, I'm saying, how can people spin it?
It's on everything, bro. And it's iTunes, like, it's going to be, it's
title.
And it's finally going to be on the jukeboxes.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you go to the bar, you're like, oh, that's my nigga. Like, oh,
that's dope.
Like,
that's dope.
So
that's fire.
Yeah, that's fire. That's a big jump.
Shout out to the homie Ronnie C. Hey, come back and fuck with us.
I will.
Check us out on Twitter.
Damn.
Yeah, shout out to Ron C. But I'm saying something though. Cause I told last episode,
talk your shit, Moses.
If people didn't bring gifts, it was a fucking problem.
If the guests ain't bring gifts,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, man.
Shout out to AGK.
It's cool.
The world ain't fair.
You know what I'm saying? It's cool today.
The world ain't fair.
He had a nice conversation, so I fought Ron C.
Mm.
I thought Ron C was going to run, but I see Ron C can see you run.
No, it's not, he was busting. I thought he started to spit. I was like, we freestyling?
Yes, I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm a genius. You know,
album on the way.
I thought he was going to bust a verse.
Yeah, I might do it later on. No,
I was going, that shit triggers me, bro. Like, my brain automatically goes in like super rapper mode, like best rapper in the world ever mode.
As it should.
See, I like that though.
You're supposed to feel that way.
That's dedication though.
Nah, I just gear up. It ain't even like, I don't know. Like, a lot of niggas, like, you just, like, the thing I know is about people who actually, like, freestyle for real, like, you can cut a beat on right now, and they'll be like, yeah, like, 8 times. You know what I'm saying? That's how they be like, yeah, all right, hold on, I got you. Yeah, yeah. Like, my shit would just be like, bam, all the time. Because, like, I'm that good. And it's like, especially when I be fucked up, I be just slurring. And be, it's not the same, but it still be, like, on a 12. Because I started battle rapping, bro, for, like, 3 years. Like,
I got somebody that go against you though, man.
Oh, I don't battle rap no more.
I was about to say, I got a dude.
My son plays.
I got
cello.
Burner.
Oh, hold on.
I got 50 Cent on Burner.
Hold on. I don't know who that is.
I know. I know who he is, and it's fucking hilarious.
I got some shit.
Fuck you, Moses.
50 Cent on Burner.
All right, we getting the fuck out of here. Check us out on Twitter. Dirty_Water_NC.
That's what his manager said. We getting the fuck out of here.
You fucking
I'm
stupid.
Fucking lit. Before we get the fuck out of here.
And you a fucking genius, right?
Yeah. Shaboomy.
SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. Dirty Water Lex on Instagram. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Hey, Ronnie C, what's your fucking Instagram?
Man, listen, they don't need that shit.
Damn. That's how you feel?
the Ronnie C and the Ronnie C 910 on Instagram. No, I'm playing.
We're getting the fuck out of here. This how we do episode 65, right?
65.
Word.
All right, 2-6 and
Moses.
Yep.
Jabubi.
Bye.